The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians. Brethren, you gladly suffer the foolish, whereas yourselves are wise. For you suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take from you, if a man be lifted up, if a man strike you on the face. I speak according to dishonor, as if we had been weak in this part. Wherein, if any man dare, I speak foolishly, I dare also. They are Hebrews, so am I. They are Israelites, so am I. They are the seed of Abraham, so am I. They are the ministers of Christ. I speak as one less wise, I am more. In many more labors, in prisons more frequently, in stripes above measure, in deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times did I receive 40 stripes save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I was in the depth of the sea. In journeying often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils from my own nation, in perils from the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils from false brethren, in labor and painfulness, in much watchings, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things which are without my daily instance, the solicitude for all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is scandalized and I am not on fire? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things that concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knoweth that I lie not. At Damascus, the governor of the nation under Aretas the king guarded the city of the Damascenes to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall, and so escaped his hands. If I must glory, it is not expedient indeed, but I will come to the visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I know not, or out of the body I know not, God knoweth. Such a one wrapped up even to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, that he was caught up into paradise and heard secret words, which it is not granted to man to utter. For such a one I will glory, but for myself I will glory nothing but in my infirmities. For though I should have a mind to glory, I shall not be foolish, for I will say the truth. But I forbear lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth in me, or anything he heareth from me. And lest the greatness of the revelations should exalt me, there was given me a sting of my flesh, an angel of Satan to buffet me. For which thing thrice I besought the Lord that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for power is made perfect in infirmity. Gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 8. At that time, when a very great multitude was gathered together and hastened out of the cities unto him, he spoke by a similitude. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And others, some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And others, some fell among thorns, and the thorns growing up with it choked it. And others, some fell upon good ground, and being sprung up, yielded fruit 100-fold. Saying these things, he cried out, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him what this parable might be. To whom he said, "To you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God, and they by the wayside are they that hear. Then the devil cometh and taketh the word out of their heart, lest believing they should be saved. Now they upon the rock are they who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no roots, for they believe for a while, and in time of temptation they fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they who have heard, and going their way are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and yield no fruit. But that on the good ground are they who, in a good and perfect heart, hearing the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit in patience. Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Gladly will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. These words are taken from today's epistle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Years ago, there lived a good and saintly priest in Belgium by the name of Father Adolphe Petit. He was known simply as the good Father Petit. He was born in 1832 and died in 1914, just before World War I began. As a young man, he entered the Jesuit order and was ordained a priest. And for almost 60 years, he zealously labored for the salvation of souls. He tells of an incident from his life that shows the power of prayer and sacrifice. He knew a man who had fallen away from the faith, and Father Petit was trying by every means possible to bring him back to God. But he knew he did not have much time, for the man lay dying in a hospital. However, all his efforts to convince the man to make his peace with God had been in vain. The more he tried, the more the man refused to cooperate. He even cursed and swore at Father Petit and asked him to leave him alone. Father Petit left the dying man, but he did not give up on his soul. When he reached the rectory, he paced his room with his thoughts on the dying man and in profound prayer. Suddenly, as if hitting on a terrific plan, he stopped in the middle of the room, he smiled, and exclaimed to himself, "Yes, that cup of coffee." You see, at lunch, Father always took a cup of coffee with cream, and this was something he enjoyed heartily. But he was going to forego that cup of coffee as a little sacrifice for that poor sinner. When the housekeeper brought the cup of coffee after lunch that day, Father Petit said quietly, "No thanks, Mary. No coffee today." Mary was a bit taken aback, and she said, "Are you okay, Father?" And Father said, "Yes, I'm fine." "Well, Father," Mary went on, "you always do so enjoy your coffee. You'll even ring for it if I haven't brought it to you by the end of your meal. You must be sick if you want to refuse what I know you enjoy so much." Just then, the doorbell rang. Mary opened the door to find a messenger had been sent to Father Petit. The messenger brought word that the old sinner in the hospital had asked for a priest. Father Petit rushed to the hospital, and once there, he helped the sinner make a good confession. He then gave him holy viaticum and extreme unction. The man died shortly thereafter, having been reconciled to his Lord and Savior. In St. Paul's epistle today, my dear friends, he says, "Gladly will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me." Applying that statement to us, we should be happy to be able to offer up our infirmities or our mortifications in order that we may grow in holiness. That is the whole purpose of our existence, to become holy and spend eternal happiness with God. Holiness consists in the practice of prayer and interior and exterior mortification. For example, with Lent right around the corner, the Church imposes a mortification, that is, the fast and the abstinence for those between the ages of 21 and 59. The fast and abstinence, or the giving up of something we like during Lent, is what is known as an exterior mortification. Thus, you will perform external penances, but keep in mind to join to it the interior disposition you should have by the constant practice of virtue. The virtues of humility, patience, and kindness. The more we pray and sacrifice, the more graces will pour down upon our special intentions. But if we are not faithful to the Lenten resolutions and sacrifices, we will be robbing ourselves and others of graces we could have received. Some people we know might be in really bad physical, temporal, or moral straits and can use your prayers and sacrifices. Some of us have family and friends who, humanly speaking, may seem to be a hopeless case. But for our part, we can attempt to make things better like Father Petit did through our prayers and sacrifices and placing our confidence in our Lord's mercy. If we do this, if we practice patience in dealing with our infirmities, the crosses that our Lord sends us, or perform a small mortification, that is, an act of self-denial, such as Father Petit did in going without his lunchtime coffee, we will lay the foundation of a strong spiritual life. Now, it can be very trying to stay faithful to a resolution or to follow the fasting and abstinence if we just see them as penances. But when we are tempted to give in, we can remember that one particular soul, that one person who really needs our help. And this can make a great difference in our perseverance. We can sometimes even gladly give something up when we know that by doing so, we are helping someone who we really care about. It is this fact which makes the mystical body of Christ so wonderful. We can help others who either do not want our help or who cannot help themselves. And in return, our Lord and the church triumphant will help us. And even if we do not see results, it is never a waste to pour out our charity upon another. So if we strive to make this upcoming Lent well, we will not only help others get to heaven, but we will increase our own graces and merits. Let us then ask our Blessed Mother to help us in our efforts this Lent. After her purification, her life was one constant Lent. That is, one constant preparation for the passion and death of her Son. We know that she, of course, spent her entire life practicing charity toward all. Let us ask her then for the grace to truly practice kindness and a selfless charity that is patient. With her help and our efforts, we can succeed in doing great things for ourselves and the ones we love. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.